Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 292 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here with you, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Attractive scarf you're wearing this week?
Yes, it seems a bit chilly.
So you never take the mickey out of me because I wear the same every single week. I'm just shirt, tie, trousers.
Well.
But you've come looking in a fashion goddess again.
You're going to mention my jumper now, aren't you?
No,
bedridden one.
I wasn't going to mention your favourite jumper that's seen
made
a lot
another appearance.
Yeah, I think it came here on its own and just followed you in. What's coming up on the show this week?
We're going to be talking to Grace Ruston from Compton Hospice.
She's off somewhere very interesting.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yes, we'll find out about that a little bit later on. Also this week, I'll be catching up with the guys from ARDB Red Balloon. They'll let us know all about some charity events, including the Enchantment Under the Sea event they have taking place on Valentine's night.
We're going to be talking to Martin Fisher, chairman of the Transport Museum in Aldridge, and they're going to be doing Buses by Night. Our music this week is Jordan Adams. But first of all,
from Tuesday the 17th through Saturday the 21st of February, the National Theatre bring The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime to Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. A tale which is narrated by Christopher Boone. Playing that part is Joshua Jenkins, and he joins us on the phone now. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about the story itself to begin with, because you're playing a 15-year-old lad who's got Asperger's syndrome.
Yeah, well, it's never mentioned in the book or play, but he certainly possesses some traits of someone who's on the autistic spectrum. His name's Christopher Boone, and he's got the most amazing mind and gift for thinking, and he's very talented at maths and science. Play starts, and he sees his neighbour's dog dead in the garden, and he goes on this fantastic journey to solve the mystery of who killed his neighbour's dog, Wellington.
The whole story itself, he is the centre of it. Also, he's got his father, who's a feature of the story, and a pet rat called Toby.
A live pet rat called Toby, yeah.
So that must be an interesting one to try and work around.
It was, definitely. I'm pretty scared of rats. Well, I was before the job started, but actually they're very clean, very intelligent animals, so it's been quite fun.
Obviously, you've got to bring quite a lot to this role. You talk about the autism only being implied, so it's important that you're putting the right traits across, and it's quite an interesting test for somebody of your tender years as far as the acting goes.
Absolutely. I mean, we went to some schools in North London for people with Asperger's and autism, and we got to meet some of the students and speak to them in detail. So that really aided the work, I guess. But like I said, the story is about family and about adventure and coming of age. It's not solely focused on autism.
It's purely a bit of Christopher that is reflected in the play, but that's it. It's not trying to investigate that as part of his life. It just is part of who he is.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're just a little bit older than 15, so you've had a few roles in the past. Is this the first time you've come at something like this, though?
Yeah, well, I'm 27, so it's a little strange, I guess, to play a 15-year-old, but it's all there in the text, you know. It's such a wonderful play and a wonderful book by Mark Haddon that all that work's sort of done for you.
So had you read the book before you were auditioning for this play?
Yeah, I read the book before, and then I read the play as Simon Stevens' adaptation and fell in love with it and fell in love with the part. And I was really excited to just, you know, be put forward for the audition.
With this sort of role, I say, particularly when you're 27, you maybe don't expect to be playing something like this, but how does it fit in with the sort of roles that you've had previously? Because you've done quite a bit of TV work as well.
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of TV work. And in terms of theatre, I've mainly worked at the Royal Shakespeare Company. So I've done a lot of Shakespeare. And this is a very different production. This is a play with the production values of a big West End show, you know, in terms of the lights and the set design. It's a big, big production, very different to anything I've ever played before.
Yeah, because it actually brings video effects and strobe lighting to the theatre. It must be interesting to try and act around a lot of things, because the set itself, from the clips I've seen of videos online, looks to be quite interesting.
They're absolutely brilliant. You know, like I say, it really does have the production values of a big West End show. I've never seen the play before. So when we started teching the show, I was just blown away. I'd never seen anything like it. The set's so well designed, you know. It's a black cube, essentially, and it's like Christopher's laboratory, so he can take things from it. He can, little things in the cupboards and props, and you can just grab them and and draw all over it with chalk, and it really, really helps the performance. It's a wonderful, wonderful set design.
This is a straight play. There must be various routes through your acting talent. Are there any bits that are a challenge and something new to you that, specifically for this production?
Yeah, definitely. There was a physical theatre company called Frantic Assembly who choreographed all the movement for it. And it's a very, very physical piece of theatre. And Christopher doesn't leave the stage, so he's in it from start to finish. So the physical demands and movement was, you know, a new challenge for me. During rehearsals, we had boot camp for an hour every morning just to get fit. So we're doing press-ups and sit-ups and jogging and skipping and whatnot just to get fit for the show.
In your career, I mean, where do you see things going on for, as you head further forward? This is going to be an interesting role for you. Got the rest of the UK tour with it. Will we see you on TV in anything even remotely similar to this, do you think?
It's a little difficult to tell at the moment because you've still got 10 months left on this contract.
Yeah.
So this show is going to be running for the next 10 months, going all over the country, which is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I'd like to do some more telly and certainly some more theatre after, but you just never know, you know, you just have to hope for the best, I guess.
Whatever challenge comes along after this one, I should think you'll be pretty much ready for it.
Well, after this is going to stand me in good stead, that's for sure.
Of the whole production, you say you're on stage the whole time, which means you get to be in every scene and experience the whole thing. Which is your favourite part of the show?
First 20 minutes of the second half, Christopher goes on the journey from Swindon to London, and it's a big physical section with loads of flips and jumping and walking up walls and things like that, and all the lights and the set really comes alive. You really enter Christopher's mind. I think that's probably my favourite part of the play, that 20-minute section.
But really hard work as well, I'm sure.
Really hard work, yes.
Well, good talking to you. Enjoy what you're doing.
We're very excited to come to Wolverhampton. Looking forward to it.
Well, you're with us between Tuesday the 17th and Saturday the 21st of February. Thursday the 19th at 7:30, scenes assigned performance. Audio described on Saturday the 21st for the matinee at 2:30. And also that 2:30 performance on Saturday the 21st will be captioned as well. For more information, give the box office a call on 01902 429212, or go to grandtheatre.co.uk for more details. And of course, you can see the video on there. And it must be interesting, again, you've obviously been filmed in rehearsals. There's all sorts of media available for this. People can sort of kind of see some of what to expect as they go into it, can't they?
Absolutely. It's all there on the sort of Facebook page and the website and things like that. You can get a really good idea of what the show's like in a minute or two clip. It is only a clip, you know, you've got to come see the show to get the full effect.
You certainly have for 2 hours and 40 minutes. Joshua, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you.
Let's take our first track from Jordan Adams, Be My Love.
Seems like you're stranded on your own again. Tired of watching things go wrong. Feeling lost beneath the urban skies. Don't the working days linger on? When you dream alone, I will always be a friend to you. So hold close and take me into your heart. Here, life is just boring. Roll into morning. Be my love. Life is colder than it used to be, with a beauty that carries on. Though your daydream's gone, we can always start again. But you can't go back, don't waste your tears in the rain. Here, life is just boring. Roll.
Jordan Adams there, and Be My Love.
Andy joins us on the phone now. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Excellent, that's the brand new single.
Yes, it is indeed. It's been a while coming, I tell you.
Well, yeah, and there's a whole story in all of this as well, because at the time of recording, you were about to take part in the finals of the Open Mic UK competition. By the time this is broadcast, it will all have happened. However, at the moment, it's a mystery to us what's going to happen next. Was it at the Open Mic UK that you actually met up with Brett Huckfeldt, who wrote that song that you've just done that version of?
Actually, it gets a little bit more interesting.
Ooh, intrigued.
I can take you back 12 years.
Wow. Yeah.
I was introduced to Brett Huckfeldt's music when I was recording an album many, many years ago. I chose some music of Brett's to include within the album. And recorded it, obviously, in my own style. The album, unfortunately, was distributed... Well, it was distributed and put online, but I was let down, unfortunately, by the record label, the small record label that I was working with at the time. After 12 years, and after the album just sitting there online, I decided that I was going to... Because I hadn't recorded anything for 12 years. I totally fell out of love with music because of my disappointment. So I got the album taken down offline, and during this process, I was involved with Open Mic UK. I went along to the auditions, got through to the area finals at Birmingham NEC, and after I did my sound check, I came off the stage. A guy came up to me and said, "Hi, is it Jordan Adams?" And I went, "Yeah." He said, the album, Like a Lifetime." I went, "Yes. How do you know that?" And he went, "My name's Brett Huckfeldt. I wrote 3 of the songs on your album." Now, I'd never met him. We'd spoken on the phone once in 12 years. And after the initial shock, I was like, "Oh my God, Brett, I can't believe this. I can't believe we're in the same competition." After 12 years, and literally had one phone call and no contact since then. And the great thing since then about the whole story is both of us have got straight through to the grand final.
Which is brilliant news.
Yes.
Which is brilliant. And, you know, who could have expected that to happen?
Now, are you going to perform one of Brett's songs at the final?
I'm not.
That's good, because that would be a really awkward competition, that would.
Especially if you used to win.
When I went into this competition, I sing two different types of musical genre. I sing musical theatre, and I also sing the pop and write music as well. Now, when I went into this competition, I went in singing my musical theatre genre of music, and I did that from the onset, and that's what I should continue to do in the competition. Because there's a huge difference between that genre of music, and to give the audience one thing and then to change it to something else, I don't think it's fair, because you get an audience and you get a fan base and you get a following based on a particular style. So it was something that I did consider, but for the grand final and for the people that have seen me before, I thought it was only fair to carry on with big musical theatre numbers.
And that contrast could be what makes a difference as well.
Mm. Yes, of course. I mean, all artists need to show, you know, a little bit of versatility, and there are a lot of incredible performers in this grand final. You know, we're up against the best of the best in the UK. It's no small feat to get down to I think there's 26 in the final from 10,000. You know, it's a huge, huge accomplishment for everybody involved. But when I met Brett at the area final, we had a quick discussion, and then through Facebook, a very good friend of mine from years ago, who was the sound engineer and the producer originally when we did Brett's tracks, contacted me on Facebook and said, "I hear you're in the Open Mic area finals. Is there anything I can do to help you? Please give me a shout." And I suppose this is regard to any backing tracks and music and etc. And so I said, "Yeah, okay." Got in touch with him. Then I spoke to Brett, and he said to me, "Do you know what?" He said, "I've still got all of the original recordings from the album and the songs that we recorded previously." This is 12 years later. It kept them all. It kept everything. "Oh, I can't believe you've got it." And he went, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you know what? I've been listening to it, and I absolutely love the track, Be My Love. Can we do it again?" And I went, "Yeah, we can do it again." I said, "Because you will not believe who I've just met."
It all seems to be a bit like fate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, so Paul popped up out the blue, the original sound engineer and producer. Brett popped up out the woodwork. So I was like, "You know what, let's do it."
So what we're looking for now is a tied heat at the end of the final, and you both get the prize. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be great? You know, but it's just it's such a small world. And, you know, I didn't think it was until a few months ago. And, I mean, what happened was, as a consequence of that, I asked Brett's permission again if we could rework the song, which we did. And Paul did an amazing job on the production. I restyled it again to kind of bring it in keeping with the kind of music that I'm singing at the moment. And, of course, that's the track that you've just heard there, which I'm sure you'll agree sounds fantastic.
And absolutely brilliant.
Yes, we enjoyed it.
So all of your music must be available to obtain. I assume that you'll be releasing more of this via your website in the near future?
Yes, absolutely.
So where do we find that then?
Well, at the moment, I'm running a lot through my Facebook page because this is all relatively new to me. Remember, I've been away from the music industry really for a long, long time, and I only really got back into it with the open mic. But this is the first single, Be My Love, that I've released in a long, long time. There are always going to be other singles going out, and we're working on stuff literally now as I'm speaking to you. So a lot of the information can be found on my Facebook page, Find Under Jordan Adams Music. And then there's other information which is going across the Twitter as well, which is just under Jordan Adams. So if anybody wants to follow the musical adventure, they can find me on there. And there's loads of stuff. There's loads of links. There's loads of videos. YouTube as well. There's lots of stuff. Just pop my name, Jordan Adams, into the Google search engine and you'll be surprised what turns up.
You might see something from 12 years ago.
You never know.
Yeah, but you know what? There is stuff there that's still
some
there, you
stuff.
Know. And it's great. Some of the music that I've done very recently has changed a little bit, and I know that we're going to be listening to a little bit more of my music throughout this interview. And actually, the music that you're listening is stuff that was produced and recorded 12 years ago, both of myself and Brett's as well.
Well, we'll take one of your songs next that you have written. But just to touch on some of the other things that you do, you've mentioned a love of musical theatre. You actually get involved in this on stage as well over in Lichfield.
Yes, that's right. I fell into musical theatre after being disappointed with the music industry as a whole and being away from it. A friend of mine dragged me along to an audition with the Lichfield Operatic Society. And 6 years later, I'm still doing it. I've been really, really fortunate that I've played a lead every year and been involved with the productions every year for the last 6 years. And right now, I'm currently in the throes of The King and I, of which I'm playing the King.
Excellent.
In April at the Lichfield Garrick Theatre. So again, that's incredibly exciting. So that just challenges me a little bit more, you know.
Well, if you want to find out more, just search for Jordan Adams Music. So what we do is we're going to take a listen to one of the songs you've written now. This is going to be Take My Heart. Jordan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
When we're alone, I think of how we have grown together. All the pain we've shared. No one strength compares. Be strong each day. Each breath that my heart, my mind.
Take My Heart and Jordan Adams.
Grace Ruston from Compton Hospice joins us now on the phone ahead of quite a hectic 2015 by the sounds of things. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Not bad.
Now, last time we saw you was at the end of year quiz.
Victorious.
And you were on the winning team. We've already had another of your fellow winning teammates in recently. However, Zoe didn't manage to meet up with you and say hello.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately.
And when you were in, you made no mention of the one thing that we're going to talk about in a minute or two's time.
Well, I did. It's been a very last-minute kind of decision, to be honest. New Year and all that sort of thing, I thought I'd try something a little bit different. Because I'm always plugging hospice events and everything, and this year I thought, do you know what? I'll get off my backside and do something myself. So I'm involved in quite an interesting challenge that I'm going to be doing later on this year.
Absolutely. It's not only probably one of the biggest challenges that you'll ever perform, but it's also one of the biggest challenges a hospice has ever put together, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds intriguing. We need to know what it is.
We're going to be myself and a team of about 12 people so far. So myself and 11 others are actually going to be trekking the Grand Canyon. It's a 7-day trek taking place in October this year. Every other year we always try to put on like a big overseas challenge. And for many years now I've been asked to kind of been roped and get involved. And this year I just thought, why not? We look after people who face challenges of their own, and so this is absolutely nothing compared to what they go through. Mm. So, yeah, I'm going to get my hiking boots on and get walking across the Grand Canyon.
It's certainly going to be a bit of a challenge, isn't it, that one?
It is, and I've never done anything like it before, and I don't even know
training.
Where to start in terms of training, but we've got a good group, and Michelle, who runs the challenges at the hospice as well, has put us a bit of an itinerary together so we all keep on track. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
Well, good luck with that one. How do people get to sponsor you, and what actually happens?
Well, what they can do, if people would like to sponsor me, you could go on to justgiving.com/Grace-Ruston, or you can go on to the main hospice website, compton-hospice.org.uk, that's got details of the challenge, and we're going to be putting some details on there shortly of everybody that's taking part in there.
And is there still time to sign up for this as well, if somebody suddenly gets the urge?
I think there may be one place left, so if anybody
doesn't want to get in there quick.
If you don't fancy the Grand Canyon, or you miss out on the Grand Canyon, Jason, we're doing Zambezi water rafting next year. If you'd like to do that,
I think I'm busy then as well. But there we are.
You always seem to be busy.
It's strange.
It's amazing.
It's really weird, but I have a very, very busy lifestyle.
Did you have to raise a certain amount of money before you can go? Because I know some events are like that, aren't they? You have to have a minimum sponsorship.
Yeah, we're looking. My aim is I want to try and raise about £3,000 to cover obviously costs of getting us there and giving a decent amount back to the hospice as well. So we're going to be putting on different events throughout the year. First one coming up is we're doing a Black Country night on the 27th of February in the Station Hotel in Dudley. So we've got lots of acts, comedy, live music, people who've very generously given up their time to perform for people on the night. Yeah, and all money raised on that night is going to be going towards funding the trek. And in fact, a mutual friend of ours who was at the end of year quiz, Bob Guessy, is going to be there as well. So we're looking forward to him bringing some comedy songs to the night.
Yep. Should be good fun. Friend of the show and an absolutely fantastic giggle, isn't he?
He had me in stitches with his songs about hospices. So,
unfortunately, didn't make the actual final edit of the show, but it was a little bit too rude for broadcast.
Yeah, but if you come along on Black Country Night,
no holds barred.
27th of February, I'm sure it'll be cool forming it then.
If you've not heard it, then do come on. That has been on a radio programme I was doing, but it was live, so there's nothing I could do.
I could just imagine what you face was like when he started doing one of
those. It was an interesting surprise, but there we are.
It was. A song we shan't forget.
So what else is going on with the hospice? Because we talked on the end of your quiz about the event we have in West Park this year.
Yep. We're back again for Compton in the Park 2015. It's going to be the 28th of June, West Park, Wolverhampton. We're going to be just going back to the one day this year, but we've still got loads packed in, so we'll be doing the memory walk in the morning. The Colour Blast is back for this year as well, which I know was very, very popular and messy and colourful last year, so that's going to be back this year. All the favourites, we're going to have stage acts, arena acts. Yeah, it's all going to be good fun and lots of money hopefully raised for the hospice as well. So that's Sunday the 28th of June.
And to sign up for either the Memory Walk or the Colour Blast, then what do people do?
straight to our website as usual, so it's compton-hospice.org.uk. You can find all the details on there, and registration for the Colour Blast opens in a couple of weeks' time.
And that's also the place to go as well if you want to find out about the lottery, which can also help fund the hospice too and make you a bit of cash back, because we like a good lottery, don't we?
We do, yeah. Well, it's not just, you're not only helping the hospice, but you go into a draw to win. We give out £3,000 worth of prizes weekly, with the top prize being £2,000. Yes, and you're in a good chance of winning some money and helping the hospice at the same time.
Which we like. And also, the website is the place to find out all the other events that are coming up. But have you, any more that you know of at the moment?
Oh, well, we're just putting our calendar together for this year. So the main one will be Compton in the Park. But then we do hope that we'll have Halloween, and the Christmas markets are always staple events as well. We've got quiz nights going on throughout the year. So, yeah, best place, go to the website or to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Compton Hospice. We update it really regularly. You can ask us any questions. Or likewise, if anybody's got any ideas for events that they'd like to put us on, please do let us know, because obviously we want the public to support us, and we wouldn't be able to run the services that we do without the public support.
Hmm. As you say, I suppose, do you like cover key events like, I don't know, Easter and things like that? Do you try and get like a fundraising event around that sort
Absolutely,
of time?
Absolutely, yeah. We're putting some plans together for Easter. We always kind of do a spring appeal just after Easter time. In fact, this year it's going to be concentrating on the amount of support we give to patients in their own homes. So what a lot of people probably don't realise about Compton Hospice is, yes, we have the lovely luxury building on Compton Road West, but the majority of people we support, we actually support in their own homes. So of 600 patients that we look after at any one time, around about 500 are being cared for in the comfort of their own homes. So we're going to be doing a lot to raise awareness of that over the next 12 months as well.
As ever, keep up the good work. I look forward to seeing you for Compton in the Park, when I should be shouting at people from the stage, I trust. And
absolutely. Wouldn't be Compton in the Park without you.
That's the way. I like a sore throat the following morning from the yelling. Okay, but there we go. But also, give us the web address again for both your Just Giving page for your Grand Canyon walk and also the Compton Hospice site too.
Thanks, Jason. My Just Giving page is justgiving.com/grace-ruston. Or if you want any information on Compton Hospice, the services we provide, or the events that are coming up, it's compton-hospice.org.uk.
Great speaking to you as ever, and I look forward to seeing you, hopefully before the event in the park, but if not, certainly when we're all running around like mad on a Sunday morning.
Thank you very much.
See you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
See you soon, both. Bye.
Let's take some more music then from Jordan Adams, Only For Your Love.
Only for your love, and only for your that calls me if I ever go to leave. Days would be so cold, dreams have all grown old, waiting for you, but all the things I do, yeah, we're
Jordan Adams, Only For Your Love there.
The Transport Museum in Aldridge have a very special afternoon and evening on the 21st of February. To tell us all about it, their chairman, Martin Fisher, joins us. Hello.
Hello there.
How are we doing?
We're all right.
That's
doing
good.
Very well.
That's the way we like to hear it. And it's going to be a rather interesting event taking place down there on the 21st of February, isn't it?
It is. We've often had running days where people can come for rides on our buses, free rides. But that's all, normally in the daytime, and a lot of people remember back to when, I don't know, going home from work or going home from school on the bus during the winter with all the lights on and looking out at the lights outside. So we thought we'd try and recreate that a little bit. So we'll be running services on the 21st from mid-afternoon until about 8 o'clock in the evening.
And when you say buses, is it like the standard run-of-the-mill buses that people can get now, or is it specialised?
We'll probably be running at least one bus that actually dates back to 1940. Other buses, there's a visiting bus that was built in the 1950s going to come. There'll certainly be some 1970s buses. We don't know the full running order yet, but there'll certainly be old buses of the sort that you might look back on.
So perhaps if you haven't been on something like that before, it's your first time.
It's going to be special.
So I know I'll get the terminology wrong, and I'm sure I may have mentioned this last time we spoke to you, but will any of them be technically sharabangs? Is that not the case?
No, the sharabang really was a coach from the 1920s with bench seats all the way across. So no, there won't be anything like that. There'll be a mixture of double deckers and single deckers.
And of course, the museum itself will be open from 2:30 on that day.
That's right.
And that means people can come along and look at the rest of the collection that don't happen to be out on the road.
Absolutely. Yes, we'd be pleased to show them. The museum has developed a lot in the last couple of years, and we've got quite a lot of new things for people to look and enjoy, we hope.
As you say, with it being a Saturday as well, there's going to be people off work that, they can really spend the whole day there, can't they?
Yes, I think so, yes. That's the idea. It means they can come and go. They can go for a ride, have a look back, come back to the museum and have a look around.
Go for another ride, perhaps.
Have a hot drink, or there will be, hopefully we'll have some hot food available as well. It should be a good day. And one of the services will be running to Lichfield, and there'll be opportunities for people, for the bus enthusiasts and others really, to photograph the buses with the lights on, which is something you don't often get the opportunity of doing. We're hoping to get into some nice picturesque places, and we'll be so that there's quite a bit of attraction for the public and enthusiasts alike.
Sounds like a really enjoyable afternoon and early evening. And how is the museum itself funded? Remind us how the cash comes in to keep you going.
It comes in very slowly, I'm afraid.
As is the case these days, unfortunately.
I'm afraid so, but it's entirely voluntary funded. We get no grant aid at all. We get a little bit of income from people who use us to garage their own preserved vehicles. But really, the majority of the income comes by people coming through the door and paying for admission and events. We're open to donations and grants. We get a few, but we'll actually be starting a very strong round of fundraising over the next few weeks to try and secure our future.
Yeah, to bolster the coffers and much needed money to keep the vehicles in good nick, because unfortunately, the ravages of time can attack, can't they?
Well, that's right. I mean, overall, we could really do with something like about £40,000 a year income to pay for the building and to pay for keeping the vehicles on the road.
Mm-hmm. So how much does it cost to come along on the 21st?
The entrance on that day will be £5 for adults and £2 for children, and there will be a £13 family ticket as well.
And the costs on the trip to Lichfield?
All the services are free.
So that's the important bit. You can enjoy the buses, there's no extra cost for that, and just pay to come along into the museum. And a £13 family ticket is excellent value for money, isn't it?
Yeah.
And particularly when you're looking at 5.5, 6 hours worth of entertainment there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know a lot of the little kids, the little lads do like buses and things like that, don't they? With all like the Thomas the Tank Engine and all those sorts of programmes. So, you know, they're gonna love that for the day.
We certainly hope so. And we are a reasonably family-friendly museum. So maybe not on this particular day, but when people come, a lot of our vehicles they can get onto and sit the children in the driver's seat. So that often goes down very well.
So if people do want to find out more about you, what is your website?
Our website is www.amrtm.org.
And you can find out all the details about all your events there, because there'll be other runnings throughout the year, I'm sure.
There will.
Also the opportunity to see some pictures. It's not quite the same. You want to take your own photos. So yeah, have a look, come down and check out the pictures.
That's it.
Thank you for joining us, Martin, and have a great day on the 21st of February.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks for having
me. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Let's take our final track from Jordan Adams, aptly titled Goodbye. that was Goodbye from Jordan Adams.
ARDB Red Balloon have been doing great things raising money for charity. To tell us more about their latest efforts, we have Dodger and Andy. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, yeah, all good. Yeah, so what's been happening? The total is hitting great heights at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just over $7,000, isn't it, Dodge?
It is that. Plenty more to come as well.
And with a lot of events, that's been a lot of work to get it to that total. But you keep going. I know you've recently had a cheque for £500 in that's going to be added to that total.
Yeah, we've had a cheque come through from the person who's donated it. He wants to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep it at that. So that'll be banked in cash very soon.
But really, just to say thank you, even though you can't say the name publicly.
Yeah, we just want to say really, we appreciate it.
So remind us where the money's going to.
Well, basically, the money's going to Birmingham Children's Hospital, the cancer appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Once they've filled the quota of the cancer appeal, we'll carry on giving to the cancer ward.
It could be either equipment, it could be toys and things for the kids. It can be anything that they need, whether it be decoration, whatever it is it takes to make those kids' treatments so much more effective through being in a good environment.
Yeah, we've been doing it now for about 3 years. Ever since we found out Toby Craddock had been diagnosed with leukaemia, we've carried it on. And we wanted to raise £1,000. We're astounded, me and Dodge are, that we've raised over $7,000.
And Dodge, what's the total that you're aiming for?
Well, now I've got my eyes on 10,000.
That would be good.
And yeah, we're going to go for it.
I can see you guys doing that quite quickly as well. And you've got a load of events organised, including the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Yeah, we've got the Enchantment Under the Sea. We've got a live band called The Core. Obviously, Dodger's on the decks as well, doing his disco.
And the drummer of The Cores, he was treated as a child in Birmingham Children's Hospital.
So it all fits together.
That's why they're coming out to play for us on Valentine's night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And where's the event taking place?
It's at the Shepwell Green Club in Willenhall.
And lovely little venue, and it's been under a bit of refurbishment recently, so looking good.
Yeah, it's had loads spent on it by the looks of it. I mean,
it's always been a nice part of the community anyway, hasn't it? So it's a good way to get everyone together under one roof. They know they're coming to a good venue, they know they're coming to a place where the beer's good and the prices are right, and you can have an enjoyable evening.
Yeah, tickets are priced at £5 for adults, £3 for kids, under £5 are free. So if you're not doing anything Valentine's night, or even if you are doing it, come along after you've been to your meal or whatever.
Yeah, go for a romantic meal and then dance the night away.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. And, as you say, we have got a load more of events coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a month later on in March, we have got Frankie Valli Tribute at the Yale Social Club Willenhall. Once again, tickets £5 and £3, you know, and then May... We've got our charity football match.
Big one,
what can I say?
Yeah, it's turning into a proper annual event this year, now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows, right? Where's it going to be in the diary this year? But it is going to be there somewhere.
But the football match is going to be at Bilston Town Football Club, and Bilston, great support of them. They've given us the ground for nothing.
They're really they're good people down there.
Sound.
So yeah, that's the 3rd of May. That is 3rd of May. We're 1 o'clock kick off. We've got an house of ex-professionals, and I might have a few local celebrities up my sleeve as well.
Who knows? Well, you guys are very well connected, I hear. And it does mean that you do get some great people down there. And not just because it's a charity doing, they want to be seen doing it, but because they actually care about the charity as well.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping to get Bully down this year as well to sign a few autographs. I mean, I've been in touch with Neville so far.
Mm-hmm.
He's interested in coming down and signing a few autographs.
So there's good potential there. And if they can, they will, won't they?
I mean, I've got a list... Obviously, all players are subject to availability. But I've got lists of players.
We've got a list of about 18, 19 ex-professionals.
I can fit them on two hands now. They've all showed an interest, and obviously, if they can all turn up, it'll be a brilliant day, which it will, you know.
Well, we know that you're going to get a good list down there, whoever it is that turn up. And you've had that in the past. You've had some great names. It's a revolving list as well. It does change as well, so you get to see some different people. So
yeah, I mean, the event is kindly sponsored by Cheers Beverage Gas. One of the directors is a friend of mine. You know. Mm-hmm. He sponsored the kits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spent X amount of money on buying us kits for the event, whilst we needed them. He's donated other things in the past as well for dressing the event rooms up. And
it does mean that you know the money that the people are spending when they're there is going to the right place. That's it's all going to the charity. Yeah. So you've got a Facebook page, which everybody needs to like so they can keep up to date. What's that?
Basically, if you just type in ARDB Red Balloon on Facebook, they'll find us that way. We're on Twitter as well.
But as soon as they follow you and follow the details on there, you can actually be invited to events as well, so that you will actually send them out invites so they know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't mentioned it yet, but Dodger's got a sponsored walk as well on the 31st of May.
Is he up for it? Do you think he'll be able to complete it?
He's walking from Bridge North
to Willinghall.
There's a few pubs along the way. You're going to be a few stops
the
off there.
The
right
one I'll be stopping off out for a quick chat and hello is the Fox and Shipley, where Neil Taylor, who does a lot for Birmingham Children's Hospital himself.
Yep.
I'm sure I can shake hands with a man and say, quick point, on my way. Like.
Quick point or seven, and on your way, weaving back.
I think I'm going to meet him in Winall on that one.
Yeah. Well,
that one, obviously, is going out to two charities, which is Birmingham Children's Hospital, which is my main cause, and the other one, which is also I'm a sufferer from, but I don't like to announce it to anybody, which is Crohn's and Colitis UK.
Yep.
So they'll be having
a It's a good club to be. Hello, I've got ulcerative colitis as well. So, there should be a badge for that one, I think.
Yeah.
It saves talking about it.
We've also got an event in August the 21st.
That's at Gilbert's.
It's a Bon Jovi tribute. It's in memory of my best mate, Christopher Shinton. Just for that one, instead of giving it to the Cancer Appeal, we're going to be giving it to the Walbot Dales with cystic fibrosis and the lungs and the...
But that's all billed when you see the event up on the website. You know where the cash is going to as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've got lads on, so it's not just aimed at any young people, any old people. It's aimed at anyone. Yeah. Anyone's more than welcome to come along, say hello.
What we're trying to do is bring people back into a club and make it a family club. Because the way the clubs have gone just lately... Everybody seems to be drifting apart, and if you can make a family club, you'll get the families down with the children.
Events that anyone can come along to and enjoy.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see you down there as well, Jason.
I will turn up to one of your events sooner or later. I have a very busy life is my excuse. It's a very poor one, but I will try and get along. Always happy to support you, though, with any publicity wherever we can. Look forward to keeping an eye on the total and seeing it go up and up and up.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
So all we need to do is look for ARDB Red Balloon on Facebook, search for it on Twitter, follow, like, and make sure you're part of all those events. Anything you can get along to, and if you can't turn up, just go along to the Just Giving page and stick a tenner in the appeal.
That's great,
And could I just say, quick mention to all our admin staff who do a great job, and I'm working their cotton socks off to sell tickets, etc., bringing raffle prizes for the event.
Because you two just get to play and enjoy yourselves, don't you? Really?
Well, I don't know about that. But alongside us, we got Luke and we got Tasha there on the admin team as well.
Yeah, the guys are here in the studio. Say hello. Good to meet you all. Thanks for coming in. And we look forward to hearing more about your events as we head through 2015.
Yeah. Oh, certainly you will do.
Yeah,
cheers, Jason.
Hopefully there'll be some people come along and at our events and we'll all sail out here. You know, we're more quite welcoming.
Yeah.
And all proceeds go to the Children's Hospital.
Yep. Oh, you're a good bunch. Cheers. Right, see you soon. Travel out.
Cheers, Jason. Thank you.
That's your lot for us this week.
It is indeed.
Another busy show and more to do next week.
Yes, I do believe we've got a full show next week as well.
Yes, we do every week. It's always busy. I can tell you next week we have live music in the studio.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Red already popping in to say hello next week.
Oh, good. So, I think I've met them before, haven't I?
Yeah, Chris and Rob are going to come in and do some tunes for us. And we will be back then. We'll see you. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the mail bar. Goodbye from the mail bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.